Mira and Harper Audio present Buffalo Valley by Debbie Maycomber, performed by Carly Robbins. 1. So this was North Dakota. Gazing steadily ahead, Vaughn Kyle barreled down the freeway, just outside Grand Forks. Within a few miles, the four lanes had narrowed to two. Dreary, dirt-smudged snow lay piled up along both sides of the highway. Fresh snow had begun to fall, pristine and bright, glinting in the late afternoon sun. His parents had retired earlier in the year, leaving Denver, where Vaughn had been born and raised, and returning to the state they'd left long ago. They'd moved north, away from the majestic peaks of the Rocky Mountains, to the endlessly boring landscape of the Dakotas. This was supposed to be beautiful? Maybe in summer, he mused, when the fields of grain rippled with the wind acre after acre. Now, though, in December, in the dead of winter, the beauty of this place escaped him. All that was visible was a winding stretch of black asphalt, cutting through flat, monotonous terrain that stretched for miles in every direction. After 7 years, as an airborne ranger in the U.S. Army's 2nd Battalion based in Fort Lewis, Washington, Vaughn was poised to begin the second stage of his working life. He had his discharge papers, and he'd recently been hired by ValueX, a mega-retailer with headquarters in Seattle. ValueX was one of America's most notable success stories. New stores were opening every day all across the United States and Canada. His course was set for the future, thanks largely to Natalie Nichols. They'd met 2 years earlier through mutual friends. Natalie was smart, savvy, and ambitious. ValueX had recognized her skills, and she'd advanced quickly, being promoted to a vice presidency before the age of 30. Vaughn had been attracted by her dedication and purpose, and he'd admired her ambition. His own work ethic was strong, as he'd come to realize. That was increasingly rare in this age of quick fixes and no-fault living. Natalie was the one who'd convinced him to leave the Army. He was ready. When he'd enlisted after finishing college, he'd done so intending to make the military his career. In the 7 years since, he'd learned the advantages and drawbacks of soldiering. He didn't mind the regimented life, but the career possibilities weren't all he'd hoped they would be. What he lacked, as Natalie had pointed out, was opportunity. He was limited in how far he could rise through the ranks, or how quickly. While the private sector was wide open and looking for promising employees like him, he'd been interviewed by 3 headhunters who recruited candidates for a variety of corporations, and in just a few weeks, had 6 job offers. At first, he'd felt there might be a conflict of interest, taking a position with the same company as Natalie. However, she didn't view it that way. They would be a team, she'd told Vaughn, and with that remarkable persuasive skill of hers, had convinced him to come on board. He wouldn't officially start until after the first of the year, but he was already on assignment. ValueX was buying property in Buffalo Valley, North Dakota. Since Vaughn was going to be in the vicinity, visiting his parents in nearby Grand Forks, Natalie had asked him to pay the town a visit. It wasn't uncommon for a community to put up token resistance to the company's arrival. In most cases, any negative publicity was successfully handled, using a proven strategy that included barraging the local media with stories showing the company's human face. After a recent public relations disaster in Montana, Natalie was eager to avoid a repeat. She'd asked Vaughn to do a climate check in Buffalo Valley. But it was important, she insisted, that he not let anyone know he was now a ValueX employee, not even his parents. Vaughn had reluctantly agreed. He'd done this because he trusted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?